Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. The Humble Wildcats football team improved to 6-0 on the season after a 52-31 win at North Polk on Friday. Here's my conversation with Wildcats head coach Derek Ellman after the win.
Coach, we just talked off air. I don't know what to say. What's your first thoughts?
First thoughts, I love these dudes. I love these guys. They are special. Special group of kids. You know, can't say enough good things about them, and tonight was another example of that. You know, offensively, we felt really comfortable with everything we called. It didn't matter what formation we were in, didn't matter what personnel we were in. At times it seemed like it didn't matter if we needed 15 yards on grind for each other, work hard for each other. You know, there's no doubt about it that right now, them playing with each other is special. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
A lot to unpack from a busy night here in Almond. Again, the head coach is Derek Ellman, and let's start it off from the beginning. First drive, it looked like you might get stopped. You fourth down and five. Will Orness with a fake punt. What happened there?
What can't he do? What can't he do? I mean, the guy is just, he understands the field. And we gave him the green light, and he knows that on green light, roll out, rugby-style punt, if he's got the green light, if it's there, he can run. If it's not, move, punt the football. And it was obviously there.
And just what a night offensively. How hard is it to go a whole game without turning the ball over and scoring on every possession? Unreal.
I'm honest. I didn't realize that we scored on it. Was it every possession?
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's pretty awesome. That's one of those stats that, like, in the midst of the game, you really don't realize is happening. But, yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean,
how do you not realize that?
Because you're just in the zone, man. You're just in the midst of it, like, calling plays, and then something big happens, and, you know, yeah, we didn't turn the ball over. Which is great. And the field goal at the end of the half by Beach, I mean, 42 yards, the thing hit the back of the back of the field. There's a dummy back there 20 yards behind the goalpost. I swear it hit that thing. Holy cow.
Well, yeah, that was huge. But how about this, though? Corey Detman, break down that catch. What a way to catch your first touchdown. Unbelievable.
I know. And like, that was one of those plays that we thought we might have. You know, we kind of prepared for it this week, getting him on a wheel route. And it was a little guarded, but Caden put a ball out there that he knew his guy could catch and nobody else. And Devin went up and got it while he was getting held and scored.
And just to break everything down before the lights shut off here at Almond, here in Almond, just a couple things. Defensively, gave up 31 points. Brady Miller at running back. We talked about him in the pregame show. Four touchdowns. He was tough to stop. He was big. He's good.
That guy's a dude. And their quarterback at times kind of picked us apart a little bit, which is, I mean, that guy was good too. And he was picking the ball up off the carpet half the night, and he was still kind of finding spots. And, you know, that's just the thing is that, you know, if you got a guy back there who can pick you apart a little bit, you got to be careful. And the good thing is a lot of stuff stayed in front of our guys, you know, which is exactly what we want. But then they kind of pounded it a couple of times on us, and we can't let that stuff happen. We down the stretch, we have got to be better.
But so, Mattson tonight, what words do you describe how he played tonight?
Are there words?
I don't know.
Well, I just pulled the stats up. We had 305 yards rushing, it looks like, according to 514 yards of total offense. Caden ran for 240. 240 and passed for 209. What do you say?
Yeah, Subway player of the game.
We were arguing before, and I said it should go to the O-line. I still think it should go to the O-line because I'm an O-line guy, but how do you argue with that, right? How do you argue?
Yeah, offensive line was great tonight.
They were.
Great win tonight, and I've got to let you go. We could talk for hours tonight about tonight's game.
Caden better buy the O-line some pizza or something, don't you? He should use a Subway for them.
Yeah. Meatball subs for everybody.
That's right.
So big win. Now you're on the road, two-game road trip. Early thoughts on Gilbert. You got to turn around and take on Gilbert next week.
Gilbert's in a tough spot. You know, they're going to they're just struggling right now, and you know, we still got to plan the right way and prep the right way and get there and play a complete game. And that's what I think our biggest expectation as coaches for our kids is going to be, is to play a complete game. Don't allow the let-ups. Don't allow, you know, on third and nine, be tough and stick your head in there, you know, cover correctly. We just got to make sure we take care of the little things.
Obviously a great team win against a very competitive team in North Pole.
No quit. that's a tough football team right there. You know, their record I know says 2-4, but on paper it's easy to say, oh, 2-4, whatever. But or yeah, something like that. I think 2-4, yeah, now they are. But man, they have been in every single game. So for them to keep fighting like they did, not surprising one bit. They fought every single game this year.
And any final player we could your whole team played just a wonderful win for your team. Any final thoughts, any players that you might have forgot to mention tonight?
I think just in general, the way we played up front, I just want to reiterate that. There's no single player, but I think that position group, that offensive line, just did a phenomenal job.
That's Humboldt head coach Derek Ellman. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day.